Window World, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs, presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at windowskansascity.com.
We all know it was a great day on Capitol Hill yesterday for conservatives and the investigation into Hunter Biden and his ties to Joe Biden and the IRS. It was a stunning set of hearings that we saw from Congress in the Ways and Means Committee with the whistleblowers in the IRS and what the Democrats did every time they got 5 minutes to speak, which was absolutely nothing but talk about Donald Trump. In fact, at one point, AOC was talking about Ivanka Trump. Not Ivana, Ivanka. Back decades, I don't even know what was going on, but the Democrats had no chance in this hearing. They know that the Bidens still owe tax money, and they have committed crimes. And the question has been, how did it get stopped from becoming felonies? And so I'm not going to spend a great detail on that today, because I'm sure many of you got a lot of that yesterday and have your own thoughts and have read much about that. I've got too many things here today that I want to talk about, so we're going to do kind of a theme show here, at least for the first half. I've got a handful or more of stories under one heading, and that is the term blowback. There was a movie called Blowback, and I think it was about like the fire department and stuff. And so I looked up the term because I'm just watching all this blowback after Jason Aldean and so many other things that are going on, the Bud Light controversy. There's so much blowback in America right now, and much of the blowback is coming from conservatives. And I think pretty much everything I'm going to discuss over the next few minutes with these multiple topics is conservatives providing blowback, much of it very good, but some of it bad. Blowback doesn't always have to be good. Blowback, I looked up the definition, is defined as gases expanding or traveling in a direction opposite the usual one. So a lot of firefighters use this term. They think the fire is going to go one direction, and the blowback is the gases come a different way and the fire comes that way. But in the United States, there is a second definition. According to dictionary.com and the Oxford Languages, the second is, quote, the unintended adverse results of a political action or situation. That is the theme of this podcast, because some of these are political and some are situations. Then the dictionary actually uses, and this is amazing to me, this example. You know how they give an example of how to use the word? Quote, this is the blowback from all those aggressive public health campaigns, unquote. And I was astounded when I saw that as the example for blowback. And of course, we know that there's a ton of COVID blowback and things going on out there related to that. That's been well chronicled here, what's going on. But the Jason Aldean situation, we've referenced a couple of times this week. We started out harmlessly on Monday with Jason Aldean as the final for the music video that he's done. And, you know, last week he got knocked off stage by heat stroke. He's just been in the news. The song is Try That in a Small Town. And it essentially is showing video of riots, mostly in Atlanta and in Georgia. That's where Jason Aldean is from. He's from a small town, and people in small town Georgia don't think much of Atlanta. They don't. My daughter went to school in Athens. Athens is a whole different deal. It's a college town, but I've been to Georgia many times on vacation, been to the Masters 3 times. I mean, I love so much about the state of Georgia. It's just a wonderful state, and the people are awesome. But Atlanta has become a real problem. It's one of the reasons you saw the Braves, after just 19 years, move out of their new downtown stadium and build one in the suburbs to get out of Atlanta, literally to get out of Atlanta. So this is all going on in the state, and there's a give and take and a big poll here. And Jason Aldean's song is quite simply blowback. And it is okay for the left constantly in our society to drum something up that is evil, violent, discriminatory, nefarious, or just flat out morally reprehensible. And it's all okay because it's done in the name of a cause or a people. We put a face on it, a skin color, a sexual preference, this or that, that they do it all in the name of that. Or this is their favorite, we allow this in the name of art. Well, neither's going to be allowed from a white guy from a small town in Georgia that plays music and is now number one on iTunes and Spotify. It's the number one song in the country right now. None of that is going to be acceptable for this white guy. He doesn't get to use any of those reasons. So Jason Aldean puts this song out and the world melts down. I mean, this country is on fire right now because of what Jason Aldean has written. The song, if you haven't heard it, is, and I recommended two or three times this week, go listen to the song and watch the video. It basically says, you see all that stuff BLM did? You see all this burning? You see all these people fighting? You see this, you know, crazy white chick spitting in a cop's face? It's all in the video. And the song is, try that in a small town, because we take care of each other. Come on into our small town and try that. It's essentially saying you don't smash and grab. You don't walk into the liquor store in a small town and try to rob him, because he's got a gun right there by his left leg and he's just going to pull it out and shoot you. That's essentially what it's saying. And that's kind of small town America. So the left has come absolutely unhinged by all of this, just ridiculously unhinged. And we'll use just, there's so many that I can't count them all. We'll use Sheryl Crow, who's from small town Missouri, a great Missouri sports fan. I love Sheryl Crow's music. I have listened to it since she first came out with all these songs. I love Sheryl Crow, but I know a lot of people in music that I know are leftists who, for the most part, stay pretty quiet about it. But she couldn't stay quiet on this one because she's from a small town. And she tweeted out to Jason Aldean, there is nothing small town or American about promoting violence. And this was her take. And she said, this is just lame, that the song is just lame. Okay, I don't disagree with her take, but you see him promoting violence. Most people see him as saying this is the reaction. This is deterrence. There is a difference between violence and deterrence. The prison system is supposed to be a deterrence. You commit a violent crime and you go to prison for a long, long time. That's a deterrent from committing a violent crime or stealing something. We'd all like to have perfect moral compasses, but let's be honest. If you've probably been in a situation somewhere in your life where you saw something really valuable, just sitting there, that you could have grabbed, put in your pocket, and taken, and 99% gotten away with. Most people would like to think it's their moral compass, and in most cases it is, but there are plenty of us that have had a moment where we thought, boy, I could get away with this, but what if I didn't? And that's what a deterrent is. And so Jason Aldean has put out a song that is a deterrent. We will deter these crimes in small towns. We're not doing this. Big cities are doing it wrong. There is a political statement here. Liberals are wrong. Big cities are wrong. Y'all aren't handling this right. Getting rid of cash bail is wrong. The undertone of the song is you're just doing it wrong. And we do it right. We do it the old way. We do it the constitutional way. We have the right to protect and defend ourselves on our property, at our businesses. This is the theme of this song. And so these things are all true simultaneously. And what happens on the internet is those coming to Jason Aldean's defense start pointing to songs that are out there that are okay. I'll read you some. I don't need to read the violent ones. You know all about the songs promoting violence. There's got to be thousands of rap songs that glorify shooting people. You know, Tupac got shot up and killed, and he's like they're Jesus. You know, because it's a violent culture. You're cooler if you roll with guns and you shoot people. There's gang initiations. We know all of this, okay? And much of that is in a music culture. And they say, well, this is art. Okay, it's art, all right. So forget the violence. Because Jason Aldean and what he, it's 1/1000th of what's promoted in so many rap songs and other songs. To be honest, there's been rock songs promoting violence. There's been a lot of different types of music to promote violence. Let's talk about some of the other things they sing about and no repercussions whatsoever, because those of us on the right immediately say, free speech. We believe in free speech even when we don't like it. DMX, here's some lyrics from a DMX rap. If you got a daughter older than 15, I'm gonna rape her. Take her on the living room floor right there in front of you. Then ask you seriously, what you gonna do? That's a song. Ice Cube. And where I say blank here is mostly the F word, okay, as I go forward. So don't follow me up and down your market or your little chop suey ass will be a target. Of the nationwide boycott, juice with the people, that's what the boy got, so pay respect to the black fist. Or we'll burn your store right down to a crisp. and then we'll see you, because you can't turn the ghetto into Black Korea. That's threatening burning down the store and anti-Asian. Sadat X, though I can freak, fly, flow, blank up a blanco, the gay word, the F word for gay men, blank up a gay man, don't understand their ways, I ain't down with the gays. Was there any blowback on that? I don't remember that. Biggie, then I'm dipping up the block and I'm robbing bitches too, up the herringbones and bamboos. I wouldn't give a blank if you're pregnant. Give me the baby rings and the number one mom pendant. And Rick Ross, put Molly, which is a drug, put Molly all in her champagne. She ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that. She don't even know it. Rape. I mean, this is astounding. These were all on Twitter. I don't know those songs. I'm not smart enough to be able to go out and say, oh, yeah, I immediately think of these songs and some of these words. Those are things that are not controversial in America. That's art. That's art. There's nothing there. So CMT, Country Music Television, has banned the video, and the blowback on this is going to be extreme for CMT. We watch CMT. We like on the weekends, we put the Country Music Countdown show on early on Sunday mornings. I think it comes on at 8 a.m. We put it on in the background, and they do a countdown every week, and they do fun interviews with artists that Jessica likes. There'll be Kenny Chesney on there, or Eric Church, or Jason. She loves Jason Aldean, and especially loves the wife, by the way. So much of his success is his wife is like Mrs. MAGA, and she's all over social media. Like, it's hard to be a woman on social media and have, like, the other women like you. I'm not talking about they won't take your makeup tip or something like that. You know, you're an influencer or you have a profession or something. No, I'm just talking about they like you. Like, this is a really, obviously really rich woman living an incredible lifestyle, and she's on Twitter and social media, and the women just love her. They're like, that chick could be a friend of mine. She's a badass. So there's a big part of that. And they're always on these shows and stuff. Now what's going to happen? Is Jason Aldean ever going to go back on CMT? What's he going to do? What's going to happen with the other artists? Are they going to start boycotting interviews and stuff on CMT? The fans are on their side and they know it. Country music is 90% conservatives in the audience. 90%. So we're watching last night the CMA Fest, which happened a few weeks ago, where the Titans play in Nashville. It's a 3-night festival. All the biggest artists come in and they play music. And it's not really an award show. It's just a celebration of the best artists and their songs. And it takes them 2 or 3 weeks to put the thing together after it's over. It's edited slickly. It looks like it's a big one-night thing, but it's not. It's all in the dark. It's all at the Titan Stadium. And it's really, really cool. And, you know, all the big artists play. And it builds kind of to a crescendo. Right? They generally save the biggest artists for last. Like, the end of the thing was Eric Church, who's just incredible live with his 13-piece band and his horns and backup singers and all this other stuff, doing a couple songs at the very end. But really close to the end, it was a 3-hour show around 9:30. They're promoting Jason Aldean. I'm like, okay, let's see what this is. Because they really could have taken any of his songs. He came out and did multiple songs at the event. Again, this is not live. It's post-produced and it's done. It's what we call in the can. It was in the can when the spit hit the fan, is basically what it was, 3 days ago when this all started. And ABC, for whatever reason, the song that they had chosen prior to the blowback was Try That in a Small Town. It was interesting because Jason Aldean has a million hits. He could come out in front of all these people and they'd go wild. He's playing this song and the fans don't really even know it. Like, he's introducing his new song at CMA Fest, and I wonder if that was in the contract, that this is the song you'll put in. I'll come, but I want this song featured. Clearly, everybody was promoting something. And he wanted this song featured, and they didn't edit it out. They left it in there, and that played last night, and I'll credit ABC for doing that, or the production company or whatever. This is not ABC News, but it was pretty cool to see it in there. The largest criticism now of Jason Aldean is that the video was shot in front of a courthouse in Maury, Tennessee, that featured a lynching of a black man in 1927. Well, it turns out more than a dozen films and videos have been filmed right in front of this, including a Christmas special and a Hannah Montana movie, which is Disney. I'm sorry. There's been one film after another filmed in the same place. Atlanta is like Hollywood South. They film movies and all kinds of things there, and this is a go-to spot. Jason Aldean didn't pick the spot. There is no significance to the spot, and they're trying to call him a racist because there was a lynching there 100 years ago. It is pathetic. And so there is blowback. And there is blowback. There's going to be blowback to CMT. Jason Aldean's song itself is blowback. We are winning. These are positive things. These are good things that we see in our society, and I am thrilled by all of this. I truly very excited that we see people fighting back and doing the right thing. So for me anyway, it's just absolutely awesome to see. More blowback in burger chains. In-N-Out Burger is out west. It's not here in Kansas City. They have a special kind of beef or meatpacking plant that they can only take, apparently transport so far, I guess fresh, and get it there in time to cook it into the burgers. I don't know. They say they can't expand to everywhere, that it's going to always remain a regional burger chain. It's based out of California, Los Angeles. It is owned by a family. The woman who now owns it is the heir. And if you ever see these top 10 lists on the internet where they go, top 10 hottest, richest, most available women in the world, she's always on there. Like, she's a billionaire. She's the heiress to the In-N-Out Burger chain. It is privately owned. You can't buy stock in this company. And they're conservatives. And they've always been conservatives. In-N-Out Burger is blowing back against COVID mandates. This is an easy one for them. They love their food, but they say as a corporate policy, our customer service shall be equal to the food we serve. I will list a couple, if you haven't been In-N-Out Burger, I'll list a couple of places that will give you an idea of what we're talking about. Both privately owned, similar companies, regional in the beginning, the one has become bigger. Think of Quick Trip and think of Chick-fil-A. Private companies, not publicly held, with very strict rules for their employees. And you notice when you go there, the people that work there are better than the people that worked at the other places. They pay them more. Customer service is everything in an In-N-Out Burger. They have sent an email to all their general managers in Arizona, Colorado, Utah, Texas, and Nevada that our employees will no longer be allowed to wear masks in the workplace. Take them off. Don't even think about coming in here and offending our customers. It makes them uncomfortable. They don't want to see it. They don't want to see you back there. They don't like you if you're wearing a mask. This is no different than they don't like you if you have a Bud Light in your hand. This is blowback. This is the obvious reaction to liberalism in this country. It is happening everywhere. The exception here is they're not doing what the government did to us. They're saying, we'll allow you to wear a mask if your doctor sends us a letter and says you have asthma or some sort of condition. We'll allow it. In that case, you must wear a mask provided by In-N-Out Burger, and it's those really thick, heavy, cumbersome N95s. Not the one that you like to wear that says, bite me, or the cheap little ones you get at the hospital that don't work, the paper ones. Nope. If you really want to wear your mask, your doctor can send a letter, and we'll provide you with an N95, which will be no fun for you. I love it. Now, they haven't been able to do this in California and Oregon because there are laws in place that might make it illegal. But what they have said is, if you are going to wear a mask at an In-N-Out Burger as an employee, this is employees, it'll be the N95 and we'll provide it for you. Those things are a pain in the rear to wear. They are no fun at all. Here's your option. You want to flip burgers wearing one of these? Knock yourself out. We want our customers to feel welcome and comfortable when they come through. And they don't want to hear somebody on the drive-thru because you're talking through a mask. You know how you can tell now? Like we know these things. We don't think about these things anymore. We can tell what a person talking through a mask sounds like. We know what that is, and we know how ridiculous it is. Again, blowback is the greatest thing ever. We've got more blowback coming up for you in just a moment. I want to let you know about a great event that's taking place later this month. If you're looking for a great family-friendly activity, the Kaw Valley Rodeo is coming to Manhattan. It's pretty cool. It's July 27, 28, and 29, and the Bluemont Hotel wants to host your family. They just want to let you know, if you've never been to a rodeo or if you love the rodeo and you just like going to rodeo, this is a great one. Kaw Valley Rodeo, 27, 28, 29 of July. If you book online or you mention KKI in person, your rooms will only be $99 at the Plumont Hotel, which if you put that pretty much anywhere, it's a $300 plus a night hotel. It's a really, really nice hotel. The Plumont Hotel has the Goolsby's Restaurant Indoor Entertainment Center. It's right there by Aggieville. You can do this before the students are all back. It's a great family, easy vacation for one night, two nights. Go to the rodeo. It's the Kaw Valley Rodeo, July 27, 28, and 29th. And the Plumont Hotel is offering a special for KKHI listeners, only $99 at the Plumont Hotel. That is exceptional. Thanks to Andy and his team for coming up with another great promotion for our listeners to save some money. B-Stock wants to save you money on an Apple MacBook Pro 13.3-inch. Right now, it's the Red Tag Deal of the Week. It's an Apple MacBook Pro at thekklist.com. What they do every week is they take one of these items, they list it at $9.99, and they put it up for auction. By the time Friday rolls around, somebody gets it for a song. These things are basically being given away as auction items. If you're looking for an Apple MacBook Pro, check this one out. Go to thekklist.com and click on Red Tag Deal Auction of the Week. Or visit B-Stock in person for all the great deals on televisions, computers, electronics, and accessories, or ship anywhere in the world with bstock.net. They're an online company that allows you, if you live in Kansas City, to come to their warehouse and get unbelievable pricing on all things electronics. Bstock.net in Olathe. Advantage Termite and Pest Control, AdvantageTPC.com is the location. It's time to make the switch to a great American conservative company like Advantage Termite and Pest Control, locally owned and operated by one family. The Walcotts own this and have for years and years, and they treat your house like they treat their house. If you'd like more information about setting up service for your business or your home, 913-768-8989, advantagetpc.com. Not enough blowback for you? How about this? Sometimes blowback is bad, and I'm going to call this conservative blowback. And that's lumping in, and it's not fair, but I think this is largely conservatives, and this is bad. Enter Aspen Vaughn. Aspen Vaughn is the owner of the restaurant in Overland Park, Aspens, where Jackson Mahomes is in trouble on a couple of counts of aggravated battery and just, you know what he did. He grabbed her. It's on video. I think we're getting closer to maybe all of this being dropped. And here's why. Aspen Vaughn did a sit-down interview with Channel 4, and she made some news this week. She says this has been, remember, she's the woman that he groped in her office, the owner, allegedly. Aspen Vaughn says this has been exhausting. All we want to do is go back to normal. That's our wish. It wasn't okay what he did, but we have our lives to live and we have to go on, she says, end quote. Now, Johnson County doesn't really care if she wants to not press charges or whatever. They don't really care at this point. They're investigating. And I think they're a lot of times, again, deterring something is excellent. A lot of this is sending a message to the general public that we're going to get you, even if you're a celebrity or Mahomes' brother or whatever. I think at this point now, I think he's going to walk. He may get 90 days probation or something or have to pay a small fine, but I think this is going to go away. But here's what has happened to Aspen Vaughn. She also said, was asked, she was not the one who called the police. She has now been asked, after cooperating with officials and going through all this and feeling like a victim, if you had this to do all over again, would you have called the police? And she said, no, I would not have called the police. And she now wishes none of her people had called the police and they just took care of this in-house. Now, I can't agree with that, but I don't own and operate her business. She says her business since this has happened is down 75%. She says her gas pipes have been cut. Her air conditioning line and unit outside vandalized and cut. They had to repair. She says, you name it, we've had to fix it. Everything going into this building has been destroyed in one way or another by vandals, and our business is off 75%. Now, you may get mad at me for saying most of these people are conservative, but we know what I'm calling. These are football fans. These are Chiefs fans that are pissed that you're messing with their guy's family. Don't be messing with Mahomes and his family. They're the royal family in Kansas City, and don't mess with them. All right? This isn't Taylor Swift girls, 16-year-old girls out there tearing this place down. In fact, The liberal cause here is if you're a liberal, you want Jackson Mahomes to be in trouble. You really do. You don't like the groping. You don't like the sexual aggression. You don't like any of this stuff. Liberals would be all over this and want to see him made an example of. Conservatives are football fans, and they're just pissed that the Mahomes family's involved in this. They've stopped going. It's in a very conservative neighborhood in Kansas City, in Southern Overland Park. The restaurant is located around conservatives like crazy. Their business is off 75%, and they've been vandalized repeatedly. And I'm not one to tell anybody to boycott or go or not do anything, but I would suggest this. If you're going out to eat somewhere this weekend, you might want to go to Aspen's. This woman has done nothing to see her business fall off 75%. She's done nothing. They're about to go under. They had a very successful, thriving restaurant where everybody wanted to hang out and go, and now they don't. Just saying, if you live anywhere near Overland Park and you're going out to eat this weekend, you might want to consider Aspen's. I do feel bad for her. I do. This should not have happened. And ultimately, it's not because they called the police. It's not because authorities are pressing charges. It's not any of those things. Ultimately, this is happening because Jackson Mahomes is a douche. He's a spoiled, rotten, douchey kid. Man. And that's why this has happened to this restaurant, and they don't deserve that. They deserve our support at this point, and we're going to try to find a time soon to go to Aspen's and support them in some way and try to help them stay in business. I just think that's awful. That's the worst crime that's been committed right now, is her business may go under and she may go broke for nothing, for getting groped in her office by Jackson Mahomes. You're kidding me. You can't make this up. That's blowback. That's bad blowback. Oh, we got some blowback here now. Women's soccer. The America opens today. FIFA World Cup opens in Australia, New Zealand today. United States defending champion. They're going to try to make it three in a row. America doesn't like its soccer team anymore. The liberals do. That's it. But those of us that loved watching Brandi Chastain and when they won it and she lifted her top off, and we're like, oh my God, we could get into women's soccer. This is great. No, the women, the liberals on the women's soccer team have just taken it over. We've watched Megan Rapinoe kneel during the anthem with her pink hair. We've watched her teammates make comments. We have watched U.S. soccer have to put in a policy for the women that you cannot kneel during the anthem when representing the United States. The union is still against that, vehemently against that, that they are fighting against racism and discrimination and Black Lives Matter and all this stuff. That's what the women's team wants to be known for. They got their equal pay. They got more than equal pay. They got fame. They were on course to be more famous than any men's soccer team in the U.S. history or men's soccer players. And you can ask, you cannot like the reason why. The reason why is men were watching them. There were some women out there that were pretty hot. And they were acting sexy and doing stuff. And then it all changed. And they went liberal. And they dyed their hair pink. And they kneeled for the anthem. And they started screaming about Black Lives Matter. And all of a sudden, nobody watches. And nobody cares about the largest, best women's soccer team in the world. Nobody. I mean, nobody. And we become torn as conservatives. Do we root for this team or do we root against them? And I'm an honest guy. It ain't going to hurt me to watch them lose because they are just liberal to their core and they don't really love the country they play for. They don't. That's a fact. And they are still fighting against U.S. soccer for the right to kneel during the anthem. They still are fighting that. And they open play in Australia and New Zealand. And they're the face of women's soccer. And as they became great, the FIFA obviously thought, here's what's going to happen. The United States women are great. So this is just going to get bigger and bigger all over the world. This is perfect. The best country has the best team. And watch what happens. Women's soccer will flourish. That didn't happen. What was the blowback to this? Other countries started laughing at Team USA. They're like, yeah, you got a nice soccer team, but y'all are idiots. The things that you're bitching about and what you're doing, we don't even get. The other women's team? Have you ever seen the men's Mexican soccer team when they play their national anthem? They're standing there before the game. They're all in tears. And it's not just Mexico. Women do it too. There are countries all over the world. They play the national anthem. You're in the World Cup. You're playing for the country. And the women are standing there crying. It's so emotional and so great that they are playing for their country. Ours? No. They don't care. They'd rather kneel. They'd rather make a statement. They are not there to play soccer and represent the United States. They're there to let you know that they are pissed. They are Swifties. They are, and we're going to have more Swifties in a moment, that this incredible liberal white female movement in this country that's moving this country left, that they're going to take control and they're going to right every wrong because they're guilty and they feel guilty. And doggone it, we're angry. We're going to let you know how angry and miserable we are. Don't even think about dating us because your life's going to be a living hell. It's true. And the rest of the world laughs. This is the soccer team that literally does a campaign that men can get pregnant. Now, how do you think most soccer fans in other countries take that when they see Team USA out there promoting men getting pregnant? Well, we know how they feel about Team USA and soccer, women's soccer in Australia, because there ain't nobody buying tickets. Nobody. The head of the FIFA organization, Gianno Infantino, says, New Zealand, we need you. It's never too late to do the right thing. Buy tickets. It's never too late to do the right thing. Then he goes on some rant about, hey, I know you think that women's soccer sucks compared to men and, you know, whatever, but it's good soccer. Buy tickets. And nobody's buying tickets. Nobody's buying tickets in Australia. They're not buying them in New Zealand. This is a train wreck. This is an absolute train wreck. But there's just too many people in the sport making it not about the game and not about the sport and making it about men can get pregnant. And they're not going to have it in Australia. And they're not going to have it in most places, especially Central and South American countries. These are strongly Catholic countries. They're not listening to this crap. They don't want any part of this. They want to watch soccer. Shut up and play. And they all know this stuff. They actually pay attention to this more in other countries than we do. It's white noise for us. We've tuned it out. This women's soccer team and the stupid things they say and do, we've tuned it out. But not in other countries. They're laughing at us. They're literally, especially men, and I don't mean to be sexist on this podcast. I never mean to be. But especially men in these other countries look at it like, you American men are such P-words that the women run around and do this stuff, and you don't do anything about it? That's not what we're really about in America, is doing about it. We believe in free speech here. These women have the right to say they believe men can get pregnant, but there's going to be a blowback. The blowback is people aren't going to support this or watch or buy tickets. And I'd really be interested to hear from many of you whether you can root for them or not. I find them incredibly hard to root for. It will not bother me at all if and when they lose matches. I just can't get myself to a place where I care that much. KKHI is sponsored by Fry Orthodontics, online at fryorthodontics.com, 13 locations in our area. And if you go to Fry Orthodontics, you're just going to be treated so well. It's a happy place. They're fun. It's like these other companies I was telling you about. The service is everything. Your experience when you go there, you want to feel comfortable and you want it to be a happy place. You don't want to go in, dun, 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 dun. No. You know how you go to the doctor or the dentist or something that feels like that? Not Fry Orthodontics. They are creating smiles with smiles is basically what they do at Fry Orthodontics. Your first appointment is free. Just mention KKHI. Whether it's Invisalign or braces for you, your children, your grandchildren, it's the same price. And many of your follow-up visits, your routine visits, can be done via Zoom. If you're busy and want to do it from work or home, you can do that. FryOrthodontics.com. Jocelyn's Jewelry. Me and Jessica went into Jocelyn's a couple days ago. Her wedding ring that we got there many, many, many years ago. Oh my God, it's a beautiful diamond. I'm not bragging here, but when I went in to get a diamond tonight, and Gary was the only person that I told that I was getting engaged. He's really good at keeping that quiet, obviously. I said, I need a diamond, Gary. He said, come on back here. And he walked me back to the safe. He said, here's the loose diamonds. Let's find you a really cool loose diamond. He'll do that for you too. And he said, I love this one. I said, well, then I love that one. He said, we'll put it in a temporary deal, a temporary setting, and then come back in and pick the band and everything with her, which we did. And I gave it to her in Cabo. Many, 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 many years ago. But the setting was starting to get just a little bit loose around it. It's been close to 20 years. So she took it in. They fixed it in like an hour. No charge. When I was in there, there's another fella in there that comes in and says, hey, I got this problem with this deal. And I heard him say at the counter, and Jessica had already pegged him as, hey, that guy's listened to you forever. Like, we can kind of tell sometimes. She's like, that dude, that's your guy. That guy listens to you. I said, yeah, you're probably right. And I said hello to him, and I think he heard the voice and recognized me, and we walked over the other way. And he didn't say anything, wasn't going to make much conversation. He goes to the counter. He goes, I need to fix this. I couldn't see what it was. Can I fix this? And the lady at the counter just couldn't have been nicer. Said, absolutely. He goes, of course, I'd like to get a quote, you know, before any work is done. She goes, absolutely. And she takes it back, and he stands there, and he looks at stuff for 3 or 4 minutes, and we're talking to the staff. 5-6 minutes he's been standing there. And he's not getting impatient or anything like that. She walks back out and says, here you go. It's fixed. And he's like, excuse me? She says, it's fixed. You're good to go. Love to see you again sometime. Out the door he went. And he walked out the door, and then he came back in. I'm talking to Dave, who's the manager. And it's more than that. Dave's awesome. He runs the place. And the guy walks back in and goes, because he saw I was talking to Dave, he goes, I just want to let you know that I've listened to this man for years, and the reason that I come here is he says you do the best jewelry repairs and you treat people right. He goes, I just got the ultimate hookup. And I'm like, hey, thanks a lot, man, for coming in. But pretty much everybody gets the ultimate hookup at Joslin's. He was so impressed. It was just a little setting thing, I'm sure. It was probably just the easiest little fix in the world. And they did it and sent him on his way. And you know what? When he's ready to buy something, he'll go to Joslin's, 95th and Antioch. MyPillow.com, all I ask when you're going shopping there, they got the 4 pillows for $99 right now. They have the sheet sale. They've got the slippers they've been giving away for $9.99. Crazy. If you do, just use the promo code, please. KKHI at mystore.com/KKHI and mypillow.com/KKHI. Appreciate that. Whenever you can use the promo code, it is KKHI. Okay. On to other topics that are away from blowback. Evergy is our energy company in the area, right? Evergy says they're going to increase rates for Kansans, because the Panasonic plant is coming to DeSoto. Excuse me? Panasonic is building a $4 billion plant, and they're getting $8 billion in government incentives. And our electric bill's going up. They're building a battery plant. This is just the best. This story just gets better every day. I got a buddy who tells me this thing's just going to unravel. And he may be right. I said, okay. He said, it happened in New Jersey. Panasonic's the worst. Wait till you see what happens with Panasonic. This thing's going to unravel. It's going to be a stink storm, and everything's going down to hell in a handbasket. I'm starting to believe him. This is the best. Evergy, the energy company, or electric, used to be KCP&L. It says they have to increase the rate for all Kansans in order to build a new grid and infrastructure for this Panasonic plant, because it's essentially like providing electricity for a small city. In order to build the batteries, they're going to need more juice than the whole town of DeSoto. So they got to build new grids and power stations. All that. Like, there, it's millions and millions and millions of dollars of infrastructure for Evergy. Raise rates? No. There's $8 billion out there from the government. No. Somebody build Evergy their stuff. Don't raise our rates for the battery plant. This is how they do it. They pass things. They give tax breaks to corporations. And who pays for it? Oh, we are. Great. We're getting a battery plant. What are they going to do with the battery plant? Oh, there's another problem. Not just the grid and the other things that Evergy needs. They need help where? To get this extra energy, not just building more grid things around there and another power station just for the plant. What else do they need? Oh, they need help with their coal burning, because they're burning coal to provide all this electricity, and they don't have the capacity to burn enough coal at one time. So we got to burn more stuff into the skies. We got to burn more coal with this plant. We need help. Evergy needs to expand their coal burning ability so we can have cars with batteries. My God, I am so sick of this topic. I really am. And I couldn't care less. If you want to drive an electric car, great. I don't care about any of that stuff. It's just such a fraud. Everything from the left is a fraud. Oh, yeah, we're going to get cleaner. We're going to have this. You got to burn more coal just to build the plant to build the batteries. Oh, my God. Yeah, I tell you, this stuff just drives me crazy. absolutely drives me crazy. So my energy rate is going to go up because Tesla is going to get batteries made by Panasonic in DeSoto, where the government's giving them $8 billion to build a $4 billion plant. This is where I want to start singing like a rapper with a whole bunch of F words. Does that not make you sick? Whew, certainly makes me sick. From the Netflix documentary, Patrick Mahomes rented a house 3 months before the Super Bowl last year in Arizona for his family. There's an audio clip where he's speaking with Jalen Hurts at an event the week of the game. And he says, yeah, I got my family just like 6 minutes away from the stadium or from our hotel. Jalen Hurts said, did you buy the house? Because, of course, he could. And Mahomes goes, hell no, I got an Airbnb. So I rented it 3 months ago to save money. That price was going up. I love that. That might be the greatest things I've ever heard Patrick Mahomes say. No, I got it early because the price was going to go up. He could have always dumped it. What would he have lost? His deposit or something? If you're 3 or 4 weeks from the Super Bowl and the Chiefs aren't in it, he can dump the house. The people that own the house would keep whatever the deposit was and re-rent it and make even more money. They would have loved that. That's fantastic. Jalen Hurts, they've all got so much money. Did you buy it? Nah, man, I went on Airbnb 3 months ago. So we're to assume now, I haven't looked, where's the Super Bowl this year? Does Mahomes have a house rented yet? For his family? I just think that's fantastic. All right, the highest downloaded episode, I was tempted to save this and lead with this in the headline. The highest downloaded episode this month is the one with Taylor Swift in the headline. So a lot of people shared it. That means a lot of people heard it and said, whoa, have you heard this about Taylor Swift fans? That they're angry, liberal little girls? They're mean? And they don't like men? And many of you sent me emails back and said, well, we've always listened to music. We like music. We don't get that. And I said, well, you need to listen harder. You need to see what she says in public. It's all there. And they're starting with six-year-old girls trying to teach them to be man-haters and angry and oppressed and all those things. And there were a lot of you didn't believe me. So I'm going to stay on this one. There's a 36-year-old director. Her name is it Herwig? She's an actress. She's not. There's a reason she's directing. So I don't think you'd want to watch her as an actress. So she's the director of the movie Barbie, which I don't get. I thought Barbie was toxic. I thought she was racist. I thought she was trying to get her out of society. But now they see a different vehicle for Barbie. And they've done this. And they have the biggest stars in Hollywood in this movie. It is a big budget film. And I don't think it's going to be a bust. I think the Swifties are all going to go. I think the same people that go to Taylor Swift, this is the same business model. I think Hollywood has looked at Taylor Swift and said, what is she doing right? What can we do here to get mothers and daughters to go? Which is fine. What can we do here with 38-year-old mothers and their 16-year-old daughters to go? What can we do with mothers and daughters that are both adults to get them to go? It's a Barbie movie. I'm going to read a movie review of this movie that says there are some parts that are cute and funny and whatnot. It's candy for the eyes for sure. I'm not going. This is a female movie reviewer. A woman has written this about the movie. And I want you to think about my comments of Taylor Swift and what the director has decided to do with this movie. According to this woman who wrote this review, quote, it's a deeply anti-man movie, an extension of all the TikTok feminism that paints any form of masculinity other than the most anodyne masculinity as toxic and predatory and frames women's liberation not as a movement based on achieving equality between the sexes, but is a cultural revenge vehicle designed to write men out of the story altogether. Every male character is either an idiot, a bigot, or a sad, pathetic loser. If the roles were reversed and a male director made a film about how all women were hysterical, neurotic, gold-digging witches, this would be denounced, quite rightly, as deeply offensive and sexist and be canceled immediately. Wow. I'm going to convince you that I'm right about Taylor Swift and what's happening with young white girls in this country. If you think schools are a problem, pop culture is ground zero for gaining the minds of young white girls before their voting age to teach them that men are awful, Republicans are in the way of everything, and your life is going to be hard because you're oppressed. It's true, folks. A lot of you doubted me about Taylor Swift, and now Hollywood's copying Taylor Swift with the same kind of garbage. City of Lawrence has passed 5-0 on their council. Is there only five council members? 5-0. Lawrence is now designated as a transgender sanctuary city. Lawrence, Kansas. A safe haven for all persons seeking shelter from the adversity of discrimination. Well, now, I've got more questions than answers. This is a designation. This is not a law. They have designated themselves a transgender sanctuary city. What the hell is that? How do you increase protections for transgender people? What are protections for transgenders? I'm sorry, I don't even know what these are. What protections are we talking about? Can transgenders not go to the bathroom in public? Yeah, they can. They can't walk down the street? Sure they can. What protections are we talking about? What crimes are being committed against transgenders? I need to see this data. I don't see it anywhere. I've seen crime. I've seen BLM go after police stations and police cars. I've seen riots. I know what I've seen, you know, people on Wall Street going after Wall Street. I know what they're after. I've seen crimes committed going after Wall Street or Antifa or the abortion freaks throwing blood on people or the pink ladies, whatever they are. I've seen all these different things. I know what they are. What's the problem here with transgenders? I don't know what protections do we need? How do you increase protections with a statement, a designation that Lawrence is a transgender sanctuary city? I don't even know what that is. Safe haven for all persons seeking shelter from the adversity of discrimination. This is just such BS. This is just, we're going to say words that we're better than everywhere else. We're Lawrence, Kansas, and we're better than everyone because we are seeking shelter from the adversity of discrimination. What the hell does that mean? And it isn't real. There was a high-profile basketball recruit just left KU last week, an incoming freshman. And he said, I can't live in the country. Well, we've heard that a lot about Lawrence is in the country. Lawrence is a city. It's a town. There's plenty of people in Lawrence. It's not out in the country. You're pretty close to Kansas City. You know, how do you convince people of stuff? What is it you're trying to do? Is this part of that? We're going to just declare ourselves as a transgender sanctuary city, which means we're sheltered from the adversity of discrimination in any kind. So does that mean you're not going to discriminate against white men? Because I'd like to see that. Are there going to be, I'm sure there's hiring practices in the city of Lawrence, especially for minorities or women, or trying to provide opportunities through diversity, equity, and inclusion for them. Are you going to have specific jobs for white men? What is discrimination? God, we have all these laws on the books, and we've been talking about discrimination in this country for 175 years or longer. It's just so tired and stupid. And these people actually think they're better people for passing stuff like this. It's not a law. How are you going to increase protections? Because you've declared yourself a transgender sanctuary city? Whew, people are crazy. I texted my buddy Tim Cross over at Cross Kitchens yesterday. We're going to be getting together here within the next week, having a cold one and celebrating the work he did at my buddy's house. That's going to be fun. Our final brought to you by CrossKitchensKC.com. Boy, they are really good at what they do. If you're thinking about a remodel, you better call Tim. 816-898-7047. CrossKitchensKC.com. Tickets for less. If you're going to a concert, Jason Aldean is coming to T-Mobile Center. You want to go see Jason Aldean? Ticketsforless.com. Use the promo code KKHI and save between 5 and 15% depending on the tickets that you buy. Concerts are on. Chiefs tickets are available. Everything is there for you. Ticketsforless.com. Promo code KKHI. North Kansas City Dental is the dentist to the Kansas City Chiefs. Dr. Bill Bush has been working with Chiefs players for over a decade now, and he can be your dentist as well. Locations in Missouri and Kansas, it is Dr. Bill Bush at North Kansas City Dental, nkcdental.com. And don't forget this weekend, if you're out and about shopping, swing by Amini's at 105th and Metcalf and see what cool things they might have for your home, whether it's a pool table for your man cave, shuffleboard, pinball, video games, rugs, bar stools, outdoor furniture. It's the toy store, guys. Amini's is the toy store for dudes. Go on in there and check out the cool stuff at Amini's. When you do, mention the podcast. You'll be treated as the VIP at Amini's, 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. Our final is one of the best quotes yet. On Wednesday night, Jim Caviezel, who is the lead actor in the movie Sound of Freedom, which is past $100 million, it's about child sex trafficking. He personally went to the Bedminster Club in New Jersey and sat in the front row of an outdoor viewing on a giant screen projector with, it looked like maybe 100 people, with Donald Trump. He and Trump right in the front row. All of these people watching Sound of Freedom outside on a beautiful evening in New Jersey. Jim Caviezel, lead actor, is there. He is a devout Christian. He is insanely conservative, and he is ridiculously concerned about child trafficking. He worked with a Mexican producer and a Mexican director to produce this film and make this film after years of the script being sitting on the shelf by Disney Corporation. And I think they made it for around $20 million or something. And it's well over $100 million now. They're going to make a pile of money on this thing, which is great. It's going to Angel Studios, which means they're going to make more content like this, more conservative content, more Christian content. This is fantastic. Jim Caviezel sat there with Trump and they watched the movie. And he went on Fox and Friends on Thursday morning, and the host didn't even know that they had done this. And they said, what do we need to do to make this better? And Caviezel said, Trump. And the Fox host says, what? Huh? Trump. Trump's the only way to make this better. He's going to do this immediately. This trafficking will stop if we elect Donald Trump. I was with him last night. We watched the movie. And then the quote of the year. Are you ready for this? This is why you stay to the very end of this podcast. Jim Caviezel starred in a movie called The Passion of Christ. He played Jesus in the movie. Mel Gibson produced that one, and it made hundreds of millions of dollars. It was wildly successful. And Jim Caviezel, when talking about Donald Trump and the fact that we have to elect Donald Trump, he says, we got to fix the child trafficking. The only person that can do that is Donald Trump. Caviezel said, quote, I'm still Jesus, but he's the new Moses, unquote. You have a great day. If that doesn't send you off for a great day, I don't know what to do. Jim Caviezel, the actor who played Jesus in Passion of the Christ, says, I'm still Jesus, but he's the new Moses. That is just fantastic. I love it, and I love doing this podcast, and I cannot thank you enough for listening to Kevin Kietzmann's Issue.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Kietzmann Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.